call this meeting of Amherstburg Town Council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none, presentation by administration.
Good evening, Your Worship and members of council. The first matter this evening is an application for zoning bylaw amendment regulated under Section 34 of the Planning Act from Norm Jobin on behalf of Stella Italiano. Mr. Jobin has recently purchased the farm from the Italianos. The subject lands affected by the proposed amendment are described as part of Lot 14, Concession 6. The residence, which was the subject of a surplus dwelling severance, is located at 6401 County Road 8. The subject farm parcel is 53.66 acres. The proposed amendment to the zoning bylaw would change the zoning for the subject lands noted above from agricultural to special provision agricultural. The land is designated agricultural in the town's official plan. The parcel was the subject of an application for consent, file number B116, to sever a dwelling which was surplus to the needs of the farming operation, as Mr. Jobin already has a dwelling in another municipality. The rezoning of the subject property to A36 is a condition of the consent decision. The effect of the zoning bylaw amendment will be to allow for general agricultural uses on the property, but prohibit any new dwelling unit on the lands. The application is consistent with the provincial policy statement, specifically section 2.3.4.1 subsection C, which provides for lot creation for a residence surplus to the needs of a farming operation as a result of farm consolidation, provided that new residential dwellings are prohibited on the vacant remnant parcel. The application is also in conformity with the town's official plan, which provides for surplus dwelling severances subject to the remnant parcel being rezoned to ensure no new dwelling units shall be permitted. Should council not approve the proposed application for zoning bylaw amendment, the consent, which has been approved by the Committee of Adjustment, could not be finalized. The notice of public meeting was published in the local newspaper and circulated to required agencies, property owners, and municipal departments in accordance with the regulations of the Planning Act. The Essex Region Conservation Authority provided comments that state that a portion of the property is regulated under the Conservation Authorities Act due to proximity of the Antea drain and the North Town Line drain. The property owner will be required to obtain a perimeter clearance from IRCA prior to construction in this area. IRCA also stated that they have no objection to the request for zoning bylaw amendment. A phone message and correspondence were received today from Dr. John McKinley and Mrs. McKinley of Timel Farms, located on Howard Avenue, just to the northeast corner of Howard at County Road 8. A copy of the correspondence is at the desk of each member of council this evening for your review. Mrs. McKinley, when she visited our office today, asked that I read her letter out loud at the public meeting this evening. We, as the acreage owners and the direct vicinity of the subject lands, are opposed to the proposed zoning bylaw amendment to special provision agricultural zone. The subject property currently has residential land and homes right across the road, considered part of LaSalle Township. There is a major district high school, Villanova, just a few hundred meters down the road. There is a major church, River Kennard, and primary school on subject road a few kilometers west. It is our opinion that this is short-sighted and not in the best interest of the Amherstburg community to prohibit any new residential uses on these lands. A potential residential tax base would be forever lost. The subject land is located on a major east-west artery where many homes already exist in LaSalle. I reviewed the letter that we received from Mrs. McKinley and Mr. McKinley on different letterhead at the top of the page. These letters are, however, the same, and they've signed them both. I just wanted to respond to a few of the comments in the letter this evening for clarification for council. The rezoning requested this evening and associated restriction on the title of the property is a requirement of both the provincial policy statement and the town's official plan for agricultural surplus dwelling types of severances. If the rezoning is not approved, the conditions of the severance will not be fulfilled and the severance will fail. The letter from Dr. McKinley identifies the property across the road in LaSalle to be residential. I will now project the Town of LaSalle official plan schedule so that Council can have a look at the designation across the road in the Town of LaSalle. I'm going to just use a laser pointer so that I can show you on the map the area that we're looking at as well. So just north of County Road 8, the area that Dr. and Mrs. McKinley would be speaking of would generally be right around where the laser pointer is. What you're looking at right now is the land use schedule from the Town of LaSalle's official plan. You'll note that the gray is their settlement area, whereas the white is the agricultural designation. So in fact, their situation with their settlement area is quite similar to ours, where it's an outward growth of settlement. And in fact, across the road, that entire area is agricultural designation as well, intended for just agricultural uses, similar to Amherstburg. Also for Council's reference, as the town embarks on a review of our official plan this coming year, the county's population projections and recent official plan from the county form the baseline for the lower tier settlement area boundaries. Any future expansions to our settlement areas will only be permitted to our primary settlement area. There will be no growth to areas, secondary settlement areas, or the smaller pockets of historical development. And I'm just going to show you what that looks like on our mapping as well. So for reference, what we're looking at right now is the land use schedule from the town's official plan. There will only be outward growth in the future of the primary settlement area, which is the core of town, the secondary settlement areas, which would include McGregor, Kennard, Amherst Point, will only be allowed to grow out to their existing boundaries. These are the policies in the county official plan. There will be no future growth permitted to the secondary settlement areas. In closing, it is recommended that the zoning bylaw amendment be directed for approval at the council meeting, pending comments received at this public meeting.
Wrong button. Before we go to council, I will ask if there's any public input. Yes. And please state your name for the record.
Do you want me there or here?
It's better if you're at the mic, just for everyone's sake.
My name is Marie Zappio, and I live at 6981 6th Concession.
Did you just press the button there?
Oh, which one? This one?
There we go.
Okay. My name is Marie Zappio, and I live at 6981 6th Concession North, and this property is directly behind me. My property is that little piece on the left that jots out a little bit further than the first three lots from town line. I understand they want to rezone the land to special provincial agricultural, but I'd like to know what they intend to use the land for. And also, I have concerns regarding a survey they were doing on the property on Saturday, January 23rd. In the afternoon, I noticed this orange vehicle driving up and down the fields, and my yard is part field joined to this Joban's new property. And then I didn't know what this vehicle was, and then when I, you know, he kept driving out back towards Howard. But then about a little while later, he was on my property, like outside my, I could see him outside my kitchen window, and I thought, who is this guy? So when I went outside to speak to him, he told me he was doing a survey. He was surveying their property, and I said, well, you're on my land. So I don't understand why he'd be, including my property with the survey. And also, like, I thought this, whoever's doing the survey should have documentation of where the property line is. So the guy did ask me, well, where's your property line? And I told him, and then he questioned the property next door to me, to the south, which happens to be my in-laws that own 30-something acres, because he wanted to know if that was part of the property. So I'm a little concerned about that. But I would like to know what Mr. Jobin plans on putting on that property, because I do know their family is into rock farming and that sort of thing. I know they're into dairy, but I know they're into rock farming as well.
Do you have any?
Mr. Mayor, it's my understanding he's going to be undertaking cash crop there, which he does a lot of cash crop all over. He has purchased some other properties in Amherstburg and also undertaken surplus dwelling severances. And to date, I believe this property he's intending just cash crop.
Any other public input? Okay, seeing none. Councillor Courtney?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I want to know about the person on this lady's property. Rebecca, do you have any knowledge of that, of who this surveyor would be and why he was there? The man who owned the truck.
It was some type of orange vehicle. It wasn't a truck. I don't know what it was. But he was going up and down slowly. He was out there for a while.
Mr. Mayor, as a condition of every consent, so certainly something of this nature, we need a survey. Survey is one of the required conditions, the outcome when there's a decision for a severance, a survey always has to be done. So it's understood that there would need to be a survey, but often in a case like this, they would only be surveying right around the residential dwelling where the change is. We wouldn't typically be getting a survey of the whole property, just around the house. That's what we need the record of for the change. Why they would have been over Mrs. Accio's property, I don't know, and I've not heard any complaints or comments about this, but we do need a survey to close out the consent. I've not heard any complaints or information to date, though, about the survey of Mrs. Accio's property.
Yeah, Councillor Courtney?
Thank you. Follow up, Mr. Mayor. I just find it odd that this survey would be done on Saturday and the council meeting is on Monday night. Was this past Saturday?
It was on Saturday afternoon. And also, as soon as, like, I went outside to the back of my property and waited for the guy to come back from power, and when he did come, you know, I called him over, and that's when I let him know that he's on my land. But he didn't tell me which area he's with, like, which he was working for, what the brain is. And also, as soon as I told him that, he was gone. I didn't see him after that. And he'd been out there for quite some time.
Councilor Pooja?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Rebecca. And also, I want to thank Councilor Courtney for bringing up that concern. That was a major concern of mine also. Rebecca, Mrs. Appio has concerns regarding what the intention of the land use is. Right at this time, we're only assuming it's cash crops. We really don't know that for sure, correct?
Mr. Mayor, I agree. It's my understanding and expectation that it would be cash crops. Mrs. Appio did reference, though, the Jobin Rock Farm. Mr. Jobin, the future property owner of this property, can only use the property in accordance with the permitted uses in the town's agricultural zoning. So, He can use it for typical agricultural uses. I'm just looking to see what that would typically be. Would be I'll just read over some of the uses. Dog kennel, forestry uses, greenhouse, hunting game and wildlife preserve, grass landing strip, nursery, or tree farm. A nursery or tree farm is something that's permitted in the agricultural zone. Exploration and extraction of oil, bed and breakfast, works of the Conservation Authority, public use, a winery. The rock farm is not something that we define in the zoning bylaw to be permitted. So I would suggest, if it's not in here, he would have to apply for his own bylaw amendment if he wanted to have a satellite rock farm out here. It's not considered a permitted use in the agricultural zone, so he would have to go through a rezoning to achieve that, since we don't define it in our bylaw presently.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Further to that, Rebecca, so you know, I think it's Mrs. Zappio's concern that there might be a staging area there, that if indeed he's going into some type of business, he might be having a staging area of trucks or other things to get his products in and out. And would that be a permitted use if we allow this to proceed?
Mr. Jobin has, sorry, Mr. Mayor, during the consent process, that was well attended, and he showed a lot of interest in the amount of farmable land that day. He was very concerned. So I really believe and expect he's going to be using it for cash cropping, this parcel, because he has shown a lot of interest and concern for the amount of farmable land available to him, and therefore like limiting the size of the residential property. As far as a staging area for trucks, what's permitted here is only what's associated with agricultural permitted uses. So we could have a truck if it was there to pick up crops and move it off the site, but not particularly a truck staging area. Something like that is not necessarily associated with an agricultural use.
Yes.
If he's going to use it for cash crop, what would be the purpose of rezoning that?
Before we get too far off track, the issue before council is whether to just go remain agriculture or go A36. With either designation, Mr. Jobin is still free to farm whatever he likes under the requirements of the town. So I'm not sure.
Oh, you don't know what I'm getting at? I'm afraid he's going to put a business in there. If he's going to have it rezoned, special provision agricultural, and next thing you know, we're going to have all these disposal bins and excavating machinery and, you know, this big rock farm there for his kids.
The designation A36 doesn't change the required use, correct?
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. It's just A, and he's allowed to have every agricultural use that's presently permitted by the official plan and the zoning bylaw. And all we're doing tonight is restricting that no new dwelling unit can be built on the remaining parcel. That's the difference tonight. That is all.
Councilman Walsh.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Rebecca, you and I talked about this earlier. Mr. Jobin understands that once he severs the property, sells off the house, he will never, ever be able to, now, I shouldn't say never ever, but for that, as we sit here today, never ever be able to put a house, a residential unit on that farm property, on that property.
Mr. Mayor, Mr. Jobin has gone through this process a couple of times because he does continue to consolidate his farming operations throughout the county, and he is well aware. He went through it last year with another farm. Also, he is aware a restriction has to be placed on the deed of the property, not allowing a dwelling unit. So that will further restrict that no dwelling can be built on the property. It's a safeguard, the zoning and the restriction on the deed.
Yeah, the downside to that is if you ever tried to, like I said, you would deed 50 acres to his son or some of that down the road, your son would never be able to build a house. So he's risking maybe not keeping that piece of property to potentially put a house there, to basically not being able to do anything with it other than agriculture.
Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, through you to Rebecca. We're right across from LaSalle, two different towns, two different entities, right? And do we notify, is it normal to notify LaSalle that we're making a zoning change to property across from them, or like, would they come back and say, well, you guys didn't tell us, and, you know, could it cause some repercussions if we didn't notify?
Mr. Mayor, they had to be notified. That's a circulation requirement due to the proximity. They were notified as well. And municipalities do keep an eye when there is an application directly adjacent across the road. We do typically keep an eye and discuss these matters and bring them forward. So they are well informed of this one, yes.
Thank you.
Councilor Pugin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Rebecca. Rebecca, was there any objection by the town of LaSalle?
Mr. Mayor, there was not, no.
Councilor Moss?
We have in our audience people that live right straight across from this property, sitting right here. And, they're from LaSalle, so I'm not sure if they're raising objections or not to what is being proposed, but I just wanted to know that we do have LaSalle residents here.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, seeing none. Councilor Levine?
I'll move the recommendation.
Second, Councilor Melange. All those in favor? Carried. Just to the second item. Zoning bylaw amendment. Rule part 523.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The town is also in receipt of an application for zoning bylaw amendment considered under Section 34 of the Planning Act from Dennis Cruteau for property located at 1238 Front Road North. The aerial view up on your screens shows the location of the subject lands. The property has a frontage of 97 feet with an irregular depth and a total lot area of 0.52 acres. The proposed amendment to the zoning bylaw would change the zoning for the subject lands noted above from special provision commercial neighborhood zone to special provision residential second density zone. The parcel is designated low density residential in the town's official plan. The low density residential policies allow for uses including single detached, semi-detached, duplex, or converted dwellings. There is a single detached dwelling on the western portion of this site and a former motel, which has been converted into a fourplex dwelling on the eastern portion of the site. The owner proposes to operate a home occupation adjacent to and as part of their dwelling. This will be accessory to the use of the property as a fourplex dwelling and the existing single detached unit. The requested home occupation as a use which is not presently defined as a permitted home occupation in the town zoning bylaw, and as such there has been a definition and a cross-reference provided in the proposed amendment for the use. The effect of the zoning bylaw amendment will be to allow for a small engine repair shop along with the existing dwellings on the lands. The applicant has advised that there will be limited changes on the site, including interior renovations, exterior facade updates, reshingling of the roof, and new landscaping. No outside storage is permitted by the residential home occupation regulations. All other provisions in Section 3 of the general provisions pertaining to residential home occupations will apply. The application is consistent with the provincial policy statement. The proposed live-work unit on the subject property, along with recognition for the existing dwellings on the site, meets the intent of the PPS by providing an alternate residential and employment opportunity for the property owner. The proposed zoning bylaw amendment, as drafted, does provide recognition for the existing dwelling units. The subject lands are designated, I already told you that, low-density residential in the official plan. And the home occupation as accessory. The official plan and the PPS promote policies to create additional opportunities for affordable housing and residential intensification. The subject units are serviced through full municipal services. The proposed zoning amendment will provide a more compatible zoning in keeping with the character of the neighborhood and recognize the existing dwelling units. The notice of public meeting was published in the local newspaper and circulated to required agencies, property owners, and municipal departments in accordance with the requirements of the Planning Act. The following comments were received. IRCA advised that the subject parcel falls within the regulated area of the Detroit River. The property owner will be required to obtain a permit from IRCA prior to any construction. Further, they stated that they have no objections. The Amherstburg Fire Department has advised that they have no objections to the amendment to allow for the small engine repair shop along with the existing dwellings, provided building permits are taken out to ensure all work meets the requirements of the Ontario Building Code and Fire Code. The Amherstburg Building Department provided comments which state the building code will allow for an F3 occupancy to be attached to the dwelling unit. The maximum gross building area is based upon the existing conditions over two floors, limited to 400 square meters, which the proposal complies with. A change in the building will be permitted through the issuance of a building permit to accommodate the construction of fire separations as set forth in the OBC. No inquiries were received from the public regarding the circulation. I just wanted to scroll through a couple of pictures to show council what this looks like and how this will be changing. So you're looking at the air photo. As mentioned, on the western portion of the site, there's an existing single detached dwelling. The eastern portion of the site was historically a motel, which is why there's the CN7 zone on this property. It was to allow all the uses in the CN, the commercial neighborhood zone, along with the additional use of a motel. This is just a view of what the property looks like right now. The applicants will be living over on the one side where I've got my mouse over the spot, the northernmost unit. The owners will be living on this side. Where you see the garage door, there's a concrete floor. It is a garage. It opens up on both sides with garage doors. They are proposing to have the home occupation of a small engine repair located in that garage unit. And the other residential units, the remaining three residential units, will be remaining. The owners do propose to update and upgrade this entire dwelling unit with new facade, new roof, and landscaping. In closing, it's recommended, pending the comments received at this public meeting, that the zoning bylaw amendment be directed to the following council meeting.
Is there any public input? Okay, seeing none, questions from council? Councilor Melosh?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Rebecca, the we'll say the unit to the left, is that rental property? Because you're saying there's the garage and then there's a resident on one side and a resident on the other side?
Yes.
So it's a rental property as well.
Any other questions? Councilor Pucci?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Rebecca. Rebecca, we didn't receive any complaints about this one at all.
Mr. Mayor, I did not receive any comments from the public in response to the circulation at all. No.
My concern is regarding noise, you know, in the small engine repair, whatever. If there's any grinding or any noise, would they would still have to abide by our noise bylaw, correct?
That is correct, Mr. Mayor. Noise would have to, all of the other municipal bylaws would have to be adhered to. And in fact, because this is being dealt with as a residential home occupation, and they will be living in the adjacent unit, they certainly, the applicants have every intention of managing this to a very small scale and neatly and orderly as well.
Councilor Fryer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What is, Rebecca, they requested for signage for this new business, or if any?
Mr. Mayor, the residential home occupation provisions of the zoning bylaw restrict signage. It can only be a total of, I think it's 3 square feet. It has to be attached to the dwelling unit. So in our home occupation provisions, it does stipulate the maximum size and location for signs. I'm just looking to that right now.
Well, she's doing that, Mr. Mayor, just to follow up. The reason why I'm asking is further down, closer to Amherstburg, we have a construction business that has a sign out front advertising his business. So I'm wondering, are they allowed to do that as well if they come to council and ask me?
Okay, Mr. Mayor, the sign, you're looking at item 4 of the zoning bylaw I've got up on the screen right now. No display of sign or product indicating persons, any part of the dwelling is being used for a purpose other than residential. You can only have a non-illuminated sign on the dwelling unit, no larger than 1 square meter. The individual down the road, I'm not sure who we're talking about, but if they want a variance, they would have to apply for an amendment. This would probably be a minor variance to the zoning bylaw amendment in this case, and then a variance from the sign bylaw as well.
Any other questions? Okay, seeing none, Councilor Levine.
I move the recommendation.
Second, Councilor Melage. All those in favor? Carried. To adjourn, Councilor Levine, Councilor Fryer, all those in favor? Carried.